Ghana remains attractive for migrants from West African countries because of its political stability and relative economic well-being. But at the same time, a new study shows many educated Ghanaians who are unable to find suitable employment at home are going abroad in search of work. The study by the International Organization for Migration finds more than 70% of Ghanaian migrants stay in West Africa. But it says this trend is starting to change. IOM spokesman Jean-Philippe Chosy tells VOA a growing number of highly skilled young professionals are heading toward countries such as the United Kingdom, the United States, and Canada.
The report, for instance, shows that 56% of the doctors who were trained in Ghana and 24% of the nurses trained in Ghana are now working abroad. Similarly, the report shows that 60% of faculty positions in polytechnics, for instance, and 40% of positions in university remain vacant because there are simply not enough qualified people to take up those positions.
IOM says the so-called brain drain, which has been increasing since the 1990s, is worsening labor shortages in critical sectors such as health and education. It says Ghana does not have enough qualified teachers to train the next generation of nurses and doctors. Chosy says poor working conditions and the lack of opportunities for career advancement are pushing qualified Ghanaians to seek greener pastures abroad.
It is unfortunately mostly a matter of money. The report shows, for instance, that a Ghanaian doctor finding employment, let's say in Canada, will have a salary 25 times superior to the salary this person could have had in Ghana. So obviously, one of the main driving factors is this big gap, if you want, between salaries inside the country and salaries that can be had outside of the country, especially in developed northern countries such as Canada, the UK, the United States of America.
The number of Ghanaians estimated to be living abroad ranges between 1.5 and 3 million. IOM says a positive impact of this growing immigration is that remittances to Ghana have increased dramatically. The Bank of Ghana estimates remittances increased from $476 million in 1999 to nearly $2 billion in 2008. The report recommends Ghana create programs to encourage qualified Ghanaians to return to home for short periods of time so they can impart their skills to young people at home. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.